Good morning and welcome to A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart on News Talk 1400 WDWS. For over 60 years, East Central Illinois' daily gathering spot for conversation, dialogue, and ideas. You can join in on the phone, online, or via a text. Our phone number is 217-356-9397. Email talk at WDWS.com. Or text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 217-351-5357. Now, here's Brian Barnhart.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome to Big Ten Media Day in Chicago here on Penny for Your Thoughts. As we come your way from the big city, it is a list of coaches that will be appearing at the podium all day long. They've got student athletes lined up throughout the day, and we've got complete coverage for you. We started actually last night on the Monday night show with Steve Kelly. We had several people involved in that show with Scott Ritchie and Bob Osmussen. They continue to tweet and work and cover everything from up here through News Gazette Media, of course, with the newspaper side of things. We're broadcasting live today, 9 to 11, here on Penny for Your Thoughts, and just visit with several folks along the way today as they become available during the course of the show here this morning. Great to have you with us, wherever you might be listening, whether you're listening in your car, at home, streaming, both in Illinois and around the country and around the world. We're just pleased to have you with us here this morning for a couple of hours from Chicago. Lovie Smith just at the podium a few minutes ago. We'll start with some comments from him in his third year here as the head coach of the University of Illinois. So we'll get to that after the first break. Also, Jim Delaney spoke a little bit yesterday. We'll have some of that as well. And then hope to visit along the way, among others, with Howard Griffith, of course, former Illini from Big Ten Network, been on the studio show with Dave Revson and that team for many, many years now since the network started. Hope to visit with Howard a little bit later. Also, Dana Howard, Illini great, Hall of Famer. Visit with him a few minutes during the course of the show today. And whoever else happens to come along, Gene Honda, I know, is part of the MC crew for the Big Ten kickoff luncheon, which is coming up a little later this morning at 11:30 here at the Marriott in Chicago. So a busy show for you today. You can join us anywhere along the line that you'd like to. You can either email us or text us. Of course, the phone number, 356-9397. The Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357. Or you can email us at talk at WDWS.com. Ed Bond is alongside. We'll have more coverage coming up this afternoon from 4 to 6. Special two-hour sports talk with Scott Beatty. He's busy gathering guests as well for his show, and I'll help out with that a little later this afternoon from 4 to 6 here in Chicago. So we've got it covered. This always kind of whets the appetite for college football, for Big Ten football, starting here in a few weeks. Of course, the Illini start practice in Champaign on August the 3rd. At the recreation fields just up the road from Memorial Stadium. Beautiful day here in Chicago, nice temperatures along the lake, and we're on the Magnificent Mile here at the Marriott in Chicago for Big Ten Media Days. And we'll get it all started. Take your phone calls, emails, and texts to hear from Lovie Smith and Jim Delaney off the top, and then hopefully some other guests along the way as well as we work our way through this morning. Tomorrow morning, a little bit of a sports theme, but it worked out well with the timing. Julie Paletti, who has been the office manager, the secretary for men's basketball now for several years through three head coaches, Bruce Weber and John Gross, and now, of course, Brad Underwood. She is retiring at the end of the month. We'll visit with her on the show tomorrow. Also, the cast of Annie from the CUTC will join us in the second hour tomorrow. We'll have Flashback Friday coming up for you in the last hour of the last Friday of the month, coming up on Friday morning at 10. So that's kind of what's ahead here today. Glad you're with us. We're in Chicago, Big Ten Media Day. We'll take our opening break and get it started after this on Penny for Your Thoughts on DWS. We're back on Penny for Your Thoughts, live from Chicago, Big Ten Media Days here as we come your way from the Marriott. Lovie Smith was at the podium just a few moments ago, and Kirk Ferentz started the morning. Tom Allen of Indiana, Mark D'Antonio at Michigan State, then Lovie Smith, Paul Christ of Wisconsin, Mark Silverman from BTN and Fox Sports, followed by Urban Meyer, DJ Durkin of Maryland, Bill Carollo with the Big Ten Conference on officiating. And then they'll have the luncheon a little later this morning at 11:30. The Illini players that are here in Chicago, you'll hear from them a little later today. Jamal Milan, Nick Allegretti, and Mikey Dudek all here in Chicago, along with head coach Lovie Smith. And Lovie Smith speaking at the podium this morning here in Chicago.
Next coach is Illinois' Lovie Smith. Smith enters his third season at the helm of the Illini. This season, Illinois returns 16 starters from last season's team, including 7 on both offense and defense. Coach, go ahead with your opening statement.
Thank you. First off, it's an honor and a privilege to represent our flagship university, University of Illinois, here today. It's also an honor and privilege for the three players that we brought up representing our team. Nick Allegretti, offensive lineman, Mike Dudek, a wide receiver, and Jamal Milan, a defensive lineman. All three of those players played their high school football right here in the Chicago area, so this is pretty big for them. Year three of the overhaul for us is underway. When we initially got here, we kind of established some things that we needed to take care of. One being facilities. We're really excited about our state-of-the-art facility that we'll be moving into this time next year. Should really get us up to par with rest and really kind of go past them. So this exciting time, something that our current players need and deserve, and also should give us a boost with recruiting as guys come on our campus down in Champaign. A lot of exciting things, of course, are happening as we talk about year three of the rebuild. When you start 15 true freshmen and one redshirt freshman, it kind of tells you a little bit where you are and what you're doing with your program, and that's where we are. Those players got a lot of valuable experience last year. We've seen them get bigger, stronger, faster off of the field, and just their football knowledge has grown quite a bit. So we really like that, and year three will produce results from some of the things that we've done with it. Also excited about some new additions to our staff. Rod Smith on the offensive side, coordinating our offense, along with Corey Patterson, high school coach from the St. Louis area. And on the defensive side, Austin Clark we lost a good defensive line coach and needed one to come in and didn't really know an awful lot about him until I started talking with him and knew early on that he was a guy that I wanted on the staff. And Gil Bird, a guy that I have a long history with. You know, as a man, one of the best men I've met in my life, and he'll do a great job coordinating the passing part of our defense along with coaching our safeties. So we're excited about that. We realize we haven't won enough football games, but they come. If you continue to do the right things, we've changed the culture of our program. We know the look that we would like to have on the football field. And again, we're anxious to get to year three. We're excited about our schedule, too. When you only leave the state of Illinois, I think, one time until late October, you have to be excited about that. We need to get off to a good start. Excited about playing Friday night game, open Big Ten play. So there's a lot of good things going on down in Champaign. And for us, just getting to training camp, we have some legitimate training camp battles, starting with who will be our quarterback. And so that'll be a great competition with, of course, Cam Thomas, who finished up in that role, along with incoming guys, whether it be a graduate transfer quarterback or an incoming freshman. I'll take your questions.
Coach, we'll take our first question right here on our right in the middle of the room.
Jeremy Warner, 24/7 Sports. Well, you played all these freshmen last year. Now there's a new rule with the redshirt rule. I'm wondering how that maybe would have changed things last year or how you'll approach with the four games and then you can keep them redshirted.
Well, last year I don't think it would have changed much. We felt like we needed to play those freshmen that gave us the best chance to win. So it was kind of as simple as that. how I look at the rule, how we look at the rule going forward. I think it's a good thing. Even though we played a lot of young guys last year, the odds are we're going to play some more this year. But to have options, if we need feel like that those are the best guys that we have early on, we will play them. But have that option of going through a season and knowing for sure what you have in some of the freshmen if it be later in the year. This past year, you know, maybe the two highest rated players that we recruited this past year, Kendrick Green and Larry Oladipo, we didn't actually get them on the football field. So to be able to have a chance to see all the freshmen is pretty important.
Coach, we'll move all the way to the far left of the room.
Yes.
Love you, Josh Helmholtz, Rivals.com. You mentioned the three guys you have here today, all Chicagoland natives. How is Chicago factor into your recruiting game plan now, and how has that evolved since your first class you recruited to Champaign?
Well, with our first class, of course, as you identify the recruiting areas that we need to be strong in, of course, Chicago is right at the top of that. We will put a lot of time and effort into trying to keep our best players in the state, of course, the guys from Chicago. How that has changed, that's still the case right now. Of course, other schools know what type of talent we have in our high school programs, and that's a chore. We've lost a few guys here in our state, but the University of Illinois is the right place for a lot of people. We'll get our share. And in time, we need to be able to keep the guys in our state here as much as anything. But again, we recognize what's up here, and we'll continue to recruit it hard.
Coach, we'll shift back over to our rights down front here with Shannon.
Shannon Ryan, Chicago Tribune. You said year three will produce results. How much higher should the bar be for your program? What are you expecting?
Well, you know, I don't think you should ever say this is how many wins we have to have or we're going to get. But for us, when we say improvement, when you talk about the young players first time on the field, I just know behind the scenes they've gotten so much better. And you look at what happened during the course of the year, there were about three games where really we didn't have a chance to win last year. The rest of the time, we played competitive ball. So this year, taking another step, as I talk about our home schedule, we have great fans, and they've been loyal fans through some tough times. But, you know, getting out of the gate early on, getting momentum, and then we'll see. I just know that we're a better football team right now. And normally with my history, it's said that shows results during the course of the year.
That's head coach Lovie Smith at the podium this morning here in Chicago as he begins year three. And again, we'll hear from him a little later today as well on Sports Talk with Scott Beatty a little later this afternoon, a special edition there from 4 to 6 here on DWS, and also from the players, Jamal Milan. We've got Nick Allegretti and Mike Dudek. We've got a caller waiting for us. I believe Tony is in Bement. Tony, you have a question for us regarding Media Day?
Not necessarily Media Day, but some news that is being made today, if that's all right.
Okay.
I am with an organization called the Native American Guardians Association, and organized the pregame powwow before the homecoming game last year.
Okay.
And we sent... as an organization, we represent the majority voice of Native Americans who, by margins of some 91%, support the respectful use of names and imagery in sports. And we sent a letter to the NCAA. It's a demand letter that they drop the racist, discriminatory policy against Native Americans. And we sent that off last week, and we're waiting to hear back. Probably they will not do anything. And we do have a legal team in place, and we absolutely will file a lawsuit if they don't drop it. So that's pretty newsworthy, I would think. The other thing is that we have sent a letter to Chancellor Jones. Last year, we requested to be on the field to do a Native American performance, and were denied, and we were not welcome to be in Grange Grove, although we could have the administration threw a fit. So we formally sent a letter to Chancellor Jones requesting to be on the field this fall at a home football game. And we pose the question at the very end, and we would like, I think all of Illini Nation would like an answer to this question. Are Native Americans and their authentic culture banned from university athletics, yes or no? And if it's yes, then that makes the University of Illinois the lone institution of higher learning that bans a race of people. I know we've had the chief controversy and all of that, but that's a justification. I just can't imagine that our fan base will, you know, let that stand, that a race of people can't be on the field to be honored. I think any race should be able to get on the field and be recognized, especially in the state where it takes its name from the Confederated Tribes of Illinois. So anyway, so that's going on. It's blowing up in North Dakota on social media. We're not getting much play here in Illinois, so I wanted to make our fans aware of what's going on.
Okay. Hey, Tony, thanks for the call today.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. 356-9397. Got a text in on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line. Says, hey, Brian, please ask someone from the Big Ten if they're doing anything to get the BTN back on Comcast in non-Big Ten states. I'm in California. Comcast took the BTN off my cable lineup in May. I believe Comcast removed the BTN in all non-Big Ten states. Thank you. That's Bill from San Jose. Yeah, well, if we can find somebody from there, we will find that out for you and see if we can get an answer on that. We'll take a break here. We'll come back with more. Dana Howard's going to swing by for a few minutes, talk to him, and we'll have more from Chicago. Penny for your thoughts here on News Talk 1400 DWS.
Join us for the next Bohannon Show as we will be talking about reasons why Detroit should keep making sedans. They're thinking about stopping, you know. Tonight at 9 on DWS.
All right, we're back on Penny for Your Thoughts here as we come your way from Big Ten Media Day in Chicago. And we just heard from Lovie Smith a little bit ago. Dana Howard is joining us, College Football Hall of Fame. Congratulations on that. And
Thank you.
Boy, what a great career you had. I know, does it seem like it's further in the rearview mirror all the time?
Yeah, it does, especially my gut, when my gut gets bigger.
So what are you doing up here these couple of days?
Well, they told me they were going to honor me at the luncheon, so they wanted to fly me up and have me be a part of the ceremony. So.
And you got an autograph session coming up here in a few minutes?
Yeah, next 30 minutes I have to do that. So,
you've been looking around, all the media. We got Radio Row here. Yes. What do you make of all of this?
It's totally different than 20 years ago when I was doing it. So, I mean, we didn't have all this, all the fanfare and all this. This is some real stuff here.
We heard from Lovie Smith a little bit ago.
Okay.
Just talk about what you've observed with him and the program and where we are as he starts year three here.
Well, I think we are getting better. You know, as you all know, the cupboard was bare when he got there. He didn't have anything to work with. I mean, he had a bunch of guys who were probably, you know, Northern Illinois, Akron type of guys, you know, not Big Ten guys that can stop the run, that can, you know, stop a Michigan defense on a 4th and 1 or something like that. So I think he's doing really well. I mean, you know, he's starting now to get his recruits, you know, guys who are, you know, like, you know, my caliber of guys that can come in and make plays and, you know, do what they need to do for his defense.
Dana Howard is with us here for a few minutes. One of the areas, of course, he's recruiting pretty heavy now is St. Louis.
Right.
And East St. Louis and that area, which I know is probably makes you feel pretty good.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, like he knows. I mean, all he has to do is I'm a phone call away. So anytime he needs me to speak to someone, go buy a house or whatever it is I need to do, I'm for it. So I have no problem with that.
And there's you can always say recruiting is the key, but especially recruiting up front, right?
Right.
I mean, it's all start, regardless of how the game has changed with the way offenses are and defenses are today. It's really in the lines, right?
Yeah. I mean, you can look at the Wisconsins, the Michigans, the Ohio States, you know, those guys. It's all about, like you said, the interior lineman. And especially for us, I mean, for us to be able to stop someone, we need some big dogs up front, some guys who, you know, are a little mean. You know, I hadn't seen that for the last 4 years, but you know, hopefully, now that these young guys they've been playing, they have the opportunity to get in there and do what they need to do, and let the linebackers run around and play free like I used to.
Yeah, Dana Howard with us here on Penny for Your Thoughts. 356-9397 is the phone number. You can text us, Castle Heating and Cooling text line 351-5357, and email us talk@wdws.com. I know the game has changed some. But are the principles the same when you watch college football, or has it changed a lot since you played?
Well, no, I think it's pretty much the same. It's just, you know, some guys, some teams just continue to get better. The Ohio States of the world just continue to get better. Jim Harbaugh brought Michigan from the brinks, depths of hell, and brought them back to, you know, now they're respectable now. And it's just going to take some time. I mean, you know, I think this year, next year, we should be, you know, in a bowl game. You know, I don't know if it's going to be the Rose Bowl, but I'll just take a bowl game for now. From there, then we'll, you know, we get the guys seeing that, you know, hey, I like Illinois. I want to go to Illinois, that type of deal. So hopefully that works.
Yeah, a lot of people I know for Illini fans, they're saying, hey, let's beat Rutgers. Let's beat Minnesota. Right. Let's beat Purdue. Let's win some games that you can win, right? Right, for this year.
The ones that should be the easy victories. Mm-hmm. You know, the Rutgers, the Purdue's, Northwestern, to be honest with you. I mean, the easy victories. That you win the ones you're supposed to win, you're already in a bowl game. And if you win those that you're not supposed to win, the Ohio States, the Michigans, the Wisconsins, then you go to a better bowl game, you know, a warmer climate bowl game. So
yeah, and the Western Division as a whole. I mean, Purdue's got a new coach, second-year coach in Brohm. You've got Fleck at Minnesota. They're improving. And so I would think if you're Lovie Smith, you obviously want to keep moving the needle forward because you don't want to – those teams are going to be improving too. The whole division is going to be good.
No doubt. No, I mean, it's good for our conference, for all of us to be pretty good. But obviously I'm selfish, so, you know, I want us to be better than pretty good. I want us to at least be to where, you know, yeah, we might have a good game, a close game against Minnesota, but we pulled out. Same with Rutgers. Well, we should really beat Rutgers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the Purdue's, I mean, those are three victories plus the non-conference. That's six wins right there. Mm-hmm. And anything else is gravy.
Lovie Smith played a lot of freshmen last year. I forget the number, 22, 23, whatever it was. I mean, that's a lot of young people playing.
Yeah, true.
Tell me about playing, what it was like for them probably, jumping from high school to college and trying to learn to play the speed of the game and everything else.
Well, I'm sure they were shell-shocked for the first couple games. And after, you know, the first three or four games, they're no longer freshmen. So it's like, hey, you're not as strong as the other guys, but now – you're five, six games in, so now you need to be acclimated to the speed of the game. Obviously, strength comes along with it a little bit later on, but now you're a year later, now they're sophomores, so they should be ready to play.
Yeah,
I mean, there should be no excuses from these young guys.
What's it mean to you personally, a Butkus winner, Hall of Fame, when you hear those kind of things? I mean, did Dana Howard, when he was 12 years old, think that was even possible
I did. In the fourth grade, I started signing my signature. What I said was going to be my signature for the rest of my life. So I don't, you know, what they say, if you dream it, you can be it. So I'd already thought that when I was a little kid that I was going to be a professional football player. The awards I didn't really think about, but playing professional football was my goal. And I guess along with that goal comes the other accolades that come with it.
Yeah, so that's for sure. Well, so you're going to be signing autographs. You work on that signature that you practiced all those years ago.
No,
you put it to good use.
Yeah, I get cramps today.
Who else are you going to see up there? You know who's with you at the autograph table?
No, I don't. I'm just winging. They just tell me where to go, and that's what I'm doing.
Well, should be an interesting year this year for Lovie Smith. And did you get back to any games?
I'll be at the Penn State game. I think I get honored at the Penn State game at halftime, so I'll be at that game. I think it's on a Friday night, though.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, it's kind of a little weird, but because I like tailgating. So.
And tell people what you're doing otherwise. What do you?
I own a construction company in Southern Illinois called Zoe LLC. We do earth excavation. I do transmission and distribution with the power companies, you know, things of that nature. Mm-hmm. So it's a smaller company. We do pretty good.
Keeps you busy, and that's based in?
I have an office in East St. Louis and an office in St. Louis.
Okay.
So both sides of the river. We will travel. So we do about 18 to 30 million a year.
Yeah. Well, it's great to see you again, Dana.
Sure.
I know you got to run, but, boy, thank you for coming by and,
ain't no problem,
and take
no problem.
In all this. This is
it's cool.
It's a kind of a cool event.
Yeah, it's cool compared to when I was here. It was kind of dull when I was here.
Dana, great to see you.
All right, Sam.
Thank you very much. Illini great Dana Howard with us. We've got the news headlines coming up with Michael Kaiser. And then we'll come back from Chicago, hear a little bit from Jim Delaney. Howard Griffith may stop by at some point. We'll continue with more after this on Penny for Your Thoughts. All right, back in Chicago. Big Ten Media Day continues here on this Tuesday. This is the second day of 2 days. They had half the coaches in yesterday. Today it's Kirk Ferentz of Iowa, Tom Allen of Indiana, Mark D'Antonio of Michigan State, Lovie Smith of Illinois. We heard from him a little bit ago. Paul Chryst from Wisconsin. Mark Silverman steps in from the Big Ten Network and Fox Sports, and Urban Meyer of Ohio State, DJ Durkin of Maryland, and Bill Carollo from the Big Ten Conference. Of course, the Illini represented by Lovie Smith and Jamal Milan from the defensive line, Nick Allegretti, the offensive line, and receiver Mikey Dudek, all here in Chicago today. So we'll have coverage for you throughout the morning up until 11 o'clock. Just talking a lot of football. Since we're at Big Ten Media Day, we are here with a lot of what they call Radio Row of broadcasters from all over the Big Ten Conference are here, and we're here as well. Great to have you with us wherever you might be. 356-9397, you can text us, Castle Heating and Cooling text line 351-5357, and you can email us, talk@wdws.com. Let's see here. Let me tell you a little bit about the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. Beef House, one of our sponsors here on Penny for Your Thoughts. And, of course, they have the great menu items there that you can choose from, whether you want a steak, whether you want pork chops, whether you want seafood. You can pick any of that. If you have a child with you, you can take the child's menu. And they have great items there for the kids, not just the adults. But they do have the lunch buffet as well. So you can certainly take advantage of that. They have great items on the buffet, one of the best buffets, if not the best buffet. We say it is the best around. So check it out at the Beef House. They're just off exit 4, I-74 in Covington, Indiana, is where you can find them at the Beef House, one of our great sponsors here on Penny for Your Thoughts. 356-9397 is how you can join us. Text us, Castle Heating and Cooling text line 351-5357, and you can email us, talk@wdws.com. I believe Lovie Smith, who we just heard from, is going to pop on with us here for a couple of minutes. So we'll have him on live here from Chicago in just a few minutes. Later today, Scott Beatty will have more from Big Ten Media Day, as he will have the players on with us as well here in Chicago. P.J. Fleck's going to join us here in a moment and then be followed by Lovie Smith. So we'll talk to P.J. Fleck, head coach at Minnesota, and an Illinois guy.
Hey, guys.
Grew up in the state. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing elite. Nice
good.
To see you.
Good, yeah. Well, yeah. Year number two for you. Huh?
Year number two,
what do you think
two,
now
yeah.
that you've experienced this once? Did you a little better?
Oh, I like it way better at the Marriott, I'll tell you that. I can't remember. I told Paul last year that our SID, I think I walked a marathon last year in terms of where we were going, room to room. We were everywhere, and now we're all right by each other and room to room. It's only one floor up and down. It's easy. So this has been great.
Well, you're a Northern Illinois product and a kid that knows the state of Illinois very well. So you get to come to Champaign this year.
We do.
So you're
we
looking
do.
Forward
we're
to that?
We're familiar with Champaign, and especially with the Mid-American Conference when I was at Western Michigan and when I played at Northern Illinois when Ron Turner was the head football coach at Illinois. So and growing up in Illinois and being a huge Illini fan, which I still give Ron Turner stuff to this day that I was not recruited by the University of Illinois, but I dreamed of being an Illini
they
as
just,
a kid.
They thought so. You weren't fast enough? Or what was
well, there's a lot of things. Take your pick. Fast enough, big enough, strong enough, a good enough football player? I don't know. So.
Who was your favorite Illini player growing up? Did you have – you were a big Illini fan. Did you have – we had Dana Howard on here a few minutes ago.
But, yeah, I had a bunch of them. I'm not going to just pick one, so
okay.
We'll just say him. How's that?
Okay. Well, there's several there. Tell me about the Gophers this year. What? Where are you year two?
You know, we're way younger than we were last year. So I think we're 128 out of 130 in terms of youngest teams in the country, and we're going to play a ton of freshmen. We only have 9 seniors on offense and defense that are scholarshiped, 14 juniors that are scholarshiped offense and defense. So we're not even towards the 85 in the scholarships yet. So we're going to play a lot of freshmen. That doesn't mean we can't be good. We're not going to be talented. We're just going to be incredibly young and youthful. But the redshirt rule really helps us, which is really good for us this year. But very similar to what Lovey's doing. You know, he's doing it the right way, and I get a chance to follow Lovie, and I know him pretty well, and he's been really good to me. And it's a process. It takes time, you know, especially with us. We haven't won a championship in 51 years. And when you haven't won a championship in 51 years and had 3 head coaches in 5 years, it's – it's hard to be able to have that cultural sustainability over time. And it's like having three divorces in 5 years for your own children. That just doesn't make sense. And we would call that insane if we did that in terms of family members. Well, 17, 18-year-old young people, what's the difference? So we've got to be able to get to where we have that cultural sustainability over a long period of time to get that consistency.
P.J. Fleck is with us, coach at Minnesota. Lovie Smith coming up here in a few minutes. Boy, playing those young guys. I mean, Lovie Smith, I don't know, what, played 21, 22 of them last year. Have you ever seen anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, Western Michigan year two, we played 18 freshmen, so very similar, right? Mm-hmm. This year, we're going to be very similar to maybe what Lovie was last year in terms of how many young people are on that field. And you have to go through that. At some point, you have to. Now, you can do it opposite, and you can fill the holes with grad transfers and JUCO transfers, but that can only last so long unless that's just your recruiting blueprint for your entire tenure there. And so, because you're going to have to get younger sooner or later, and you'd rather be younger now in the early stages of your contract than you're young in year five of a five-year contract. Yeah. You don't want to do that. So, we feel like we're doing it our way. We've had a ton of experience doing it this way. Multiple guys on our staff, and then obviously at Western Michigan, it turned out really well for us.
Yeah. Do football players, I know how it works in basketball sometimes, but football, but making that jump from freshman to sophomore year, if you play a lot of freshmen, I mean, it'll obviously help you with experience, but can you make the jump? Have you seen it work the sophomore year? How big of a leap do you take?
Oh, I think you take a huge leap in terms of from when you have those freshmen. Now they're all sophomores, because now those sophomores are juniors and juniors are seniors, and everybody's been with each other for 3 years, as you would be talking. So I think there's always a jump there. At Western Michigan, we were 6-5 our third year, but then ended up beating a top 25 team end of the year, won our bowl game. We turned out to be 8-5, then went into year four, and that's when we went undefeated. So until the Cotton Bowl. So it's a process, and every program or every team I've ever been a part of, I've watched coaches rebuild programs. Whether that was my high school, we went back-to-back state championships there at Caneland High School, just in the west suburbs here in Maple Park and Sugar Grove. I went to Northern Illinois on a 26-game losing streak, ended up being 10-2 our senior year. Whether that was with Greg Schiano at Rutgers, watching him be able to do that, and then Western Michigan and now Minnesota. So we've had a lot of experience doing it, and we feel like we're doing it our way. And that's the best advice I ever got. Do it your way.
Do it your way, and you have. I mean, that's been part of your MO, I think, over the years. And it's worked, so that's good. The Big Ten West, you've got the new coaches, yourself. You've got, of course, Coach Brohm at Purdue, Lovie Smith in his third year. The entire division, I sense, is getting stronger, more competitive. We'll see what Scott Frost does at Nebraska. But certainly it's interesting, the West has been overlooked, I think, at times, but should be very competitive.
Yeah, I think it's in a very healthy position. I think it's moving in the right direction, exactly where we need it to be. So great coaches, elite coaches, and they're making it better, that's for sure.
All right. Hey, P.J., good to see you.
Appreciate you
guys. Thank you, Coach.
Yep, you got it.
Good luck. Good to
see you.
P.J. Fleck, Minnesota coach, with us here at Big Ten Media Day in Chicago. 356-9397. Lovie Smith is available. If we've got him, we'll grab him and put him on here right away. And he was just at the podium a few minutes ago, and we've got him live here on his way to two or three other things, I would imagine. So, Coach, good to see you again. The beard is back. You got the beard back.
Yeah, it seemed like yesterday, Brian. We were, talking. A lot has happened since then.
Yeah.
But it's here. Of course, we're excited about the season. Can't wait to get started. The players, we've seen so much improvement, almost to a man. And whether it's, strength, bigger, stronger, faster, just knowledge of the game. And now it's time to go to training camp.
Yeah, it's those building blocks that you do every day that eventually show up collectively, right, as a
Absolutely.
Team?
When you're dealing with young football players, you see big gains in everything. And that's what gives us so much excitement right now. We took a little bit of time also. We've been around away from the players a little bit, so it's always good to get back.
Well, you've got the three players with you here, and I think great representatives, Jamal Milan, Nick Allegretti from the offensive line, Mike Dudek. Yes. Talk about how those three guys and the keys that they bring.
Well, first, it's an honor for them to and a privilege to be able to represent the team up here for the Big Ten meetings. And for them, three guys that played their high school football here in the Chicago area. It's got to be, that's neat, coming back, in this arena. and they all do a great job. Of course, Nick and Mike will also play as graduates this year for us. And just the leadership. We have, with the young team, you still need guys, you know, that have been around a while for them to look to. On, this is how it should be done. And all three of those guys do an excellent job of providing leadership and showing our team the direction we need to go.
Just listening to you talk about Mike, Illini fans have been anxious to get him back to 100% because we remember what he did that freshman year, and hopefully he is.
Yes, and last year we saw glimpses of it. You know, he wasn't completely healed up, but he is now. No issues throughout the offseason, of course. And we'll watch what he, of course, a little bit, what he does in training camp. But there are no limitations, and he's excited about, you know, the new offense and his role in it. As a returner for us, we're going to try to get his hands on the ball as often as possible.
Lovie Smith is with us for a few minutes. I know he's got some other things to get to. You got the luncheon coming up, right? You got
yes,
the
looking forward to that.
Coach's photo and everything.
So have a lot of things. I mean, you know, media day, Big Ten day, of course, here says training camp's around the corner, season's around the corner, so it's always a good time.
You mentioned your coordinators at the podium with yes. Rod Smith on offense. For people that aren't into football closely, how will that look different? What kind of style will it be? Is it fast-paced?
Well, I think we all have a history, and you go and look at what they did. I mean, what we like to do, we're going to run a spread offense for the most part. We want to get our guys into space, led by a run attack. We don't want to be a pass-first team, anything like that. I believe in the run and protecting the football. Turnover ratio means an awful lot. Ball security offensive side, taking the ball away on the defensive side. That's what we hope to see.
Well, and I know, too, one of the keys is the offense to be efficient enough that you want it to be so your defense is not on the field. I think that was one thing we kind of ran into was, you know, just the defense would play well, but at some point, you know, they give out if you don't have the depth and the experience back there.
Yes, and Ryan, if we talk to the defense, though, we tell the defense you can play, you're in control of how many plays you play. Get off the field. Take the ball away. Three and out. There's a lot of ways for you to get off. But for the offense, it does help when you sustain drives. But if you're not scoring as much as anything, scoring points, touchdowns, is what we need to do. There's just no way around it. To win football games, you need to score points. And we need to be able to do a lot more of that.
We've talked about the offense a little bit. Defensively, would you like what you see in some of the guys that now have that experience they got last year?
Yes, we do. I mean, it starts up front. You know, Ty Merrill Oliver is coming back. He'll have a good year for us. Of course, we mentioned Jamal Milan representing us on the defensive line. I think he can be a top-type defensive lineman playing ball. Bobby Roundtree, you know, guys like that. Owen Carney. Isaiah Gay, there's a lot of athletes that we have that got time last year that have gotten strong in all season, and we're going to see the best part of them this year.
I know Jake Hansen got hurt early in camp last year. It would be great to have him out there again.
Absolutely. As I, you know, said earlier to the media too, is that we have a profile of what we want to – the type of athlete we want to play at the linebacker position, and it's Jake Hansen. He's as big and as strong as he's been in his life, completely healthy. His football knowledge has only grown in this time, too. So we'll be a lot better football team, not just defense, with Jake playing.
We saw several freshmen emerge last year. I think one of the headliners was Bennett Williams in the secondary. I just think it was a great story. You could almost see it. I know you did as a coach, but his ability in camp, and that proved to be true over the course of the year.
Yeah, he in training camp early on, he proved to be a playmaker. You know, he got our attention by, you know, if you're defensive back, a lot of course he's making tackles, but it's intercepting the ball. And he has excellent hands, and he knows the game, smart football player. He, the Nate Hobbs, the Tony Adams of the world, Cam Watkins. We have a lot of young players, but Cam Watkins has been around a while, so we're expecting big things from them too.
Lovie Smith is with us for a couple more minutes here in Chicago. Big Ten Media Day is where we are, and you were asked about your expectations for the year, and as you're kind of in year one, you came in so late, but year two, year three now, what do you as a coach, you want to see the progress?
Just that. Ryan, progress, which we will see. Our guys are a lot better. You know, it's only so much you can do when you're a freshman. And we're talking, we had one redshirt freshman that played. But when you talk about 15 guys, just, everything is new to them. We're past that right now. And we've seen them make so many much improvement physically as much as anything too. So what we want to see is just us taking that next step. This is a year for us to take. We've taken small steps, big step in our program this year is what we want to see.
And I'm guessing as you go into homes and your coaching staff goes in, that's the message they're preaching is, hey, we are making progress. Yes. Be a part of what we're doing here, right?
Yes. There's a initial plan that we had, and this is a part of the plan. A part of a plan when you're starting off where we were is to – sometimes it may seem like you're taking a step back. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we didn't win enough games last year, but at the same time, that has been established. We're not there anymore. And we were competitive most games last year. Couldn't finish. We'll be able to finish games this year.
Cam Thomas, of course, finished the year as the quarterback. And I know there'll be some good competition there, I think, as we get ready for camp here coming up August 3rd, right?
Absolutely. We saw some good things Cam was able to do. Throwing, he has a strong arm. Developmental passer, but he has a strong arm. Of course, what he can do with his feet, he's stronger. He needed to physically get better. He's been able to do that. But we have young freshmen. We have three high school freshman quarterbacks coming on and may have a graduate transfer quarterback too. So there will be great quarterback competition. Spring ball, we had one scholarship player on campus. We'll have about five in the fall.
Yeah, I'm excited about our stable of running backs with Epstein coming back and all those guys.
I mean, I've talked about an awful lot, and I haven't said a lot about our running backs, but Rayvon Bonner did a great job for us. You know, later in the year until he finished up with an injury. But what Mike Epstein did early on, being our lead tailback, I vividly recall the big run against South Florida. We're excited about playing them this year at Soldier Field. But Mike Epstein, two young players that played, Reggie Corbin. Reggie Corbin can make you miss. He's an athlete that, you know, we talk about offense of being in space, making you miss. So we're really excited about those three.
Well, that and the receiving core with Dudek and Smalling and all those guys, that's pretty exciting. I think they're going to benefit from this offense.
Really are. Of course, Mike in the slot. But what will help Mike in the slot is Ricky Smalling outside. Ricky's one of the first guys that got on board with our program when we came here. And he is a strong physical football player that's competitive. And, again, he earned his belt last year. Seen big improvements. Can't wait to see him play this fall.
I know the guys went to Wrigley last night. At least some of them did, or all of them, all three of them.
That's a great experience for local guys to have a chance to go to a Cubs game. They thoroughly enjoyed it, and no better – couldn't ask for three better guys to represent our program.
Well, I know you worked in this city. The city just has a great vibe to it, and it's great to see you up here with those guys and participating in all this today.
So. Great sports town. And, again, when you're from there, like those three guys are, you know that. And for our football team, you know, we only leave the state one time until late October. One of those games, of course, playing in Soldier Field, that'll be a special time for our team.
Coach, great to see you. It'll be soon, August 3rd. We're coming up quick.
Can't wait for it.
Thank
you,
sir.
See you at practice.
Good to see you.
All right.
That's Coach Lovie Smith with us here. From Big Ten Media Day in Chicago, and we'll continue with more. Penny, for your thoughts. Let's take a quick break, Blake. Back with more after this. All right, 9:58, Penny, for your thoughts. Here on News Talk 1400 DWS. Had a busy first hour. Heard a little bit of Lovie Smith from the podium at the very beginning of the show, and then Lovie Smith live with us for a few minutes here. At the time, we weren't quite sure if where he would be when, and he was able to come by for a few minutes with us, so we appreciate that. Also heard from P.J. Fleck, the Minnesota coach, along the way, and Dana Howard, Illini great, Illinois Hall of Famer, of course, College Football Hall of Famer, Butkus Award winner out of East St. Louis, great, great player for the University of Illinois with us in that first hour. More to come here from Big Ten Media Day in Chicago in hour number two, so stay tuned for that. We're looking to talk to Howard Griffith along the way, if we get the chance, and we'll see if Gene Honda can pop on with us as well during the course of the show here in the next hour. You can join us as well if you have any questions for these guys or comments. Feel free to do that, 356-9397. Text line, 351-5387 and 5357, and talk at WDWS.com. BigTenMedia.com. We are in Chicago, Big Ten Media Day on WDWS, Champaign-Urbana, 10 o'clock at the Tone Central Time.
It's the second hour of A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart on News Talk 1400 WDWS. You can reach out to us on the phone at 217-356-9397, email talk at wdws.com, or text on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line 217-351-5357. Now, here's Brian Barnhart.
All right, we're back on Penny for Your Thoughts, hour number two here on DWS, a busy time in Chicago. This first hour, we had several guests along the way. Dana Howard, of course, Illini great, Hall of Fame member, both at Illinois and the College Football Hall of Fame, and visited with him, Butkus Award winner. We talked to Lovie Smith live for a few minutes, P.J. Fleck, the head coach of Minnesota. And we'll see who else stops by here in this second hour. We're at Penny for Your Thoughts in Chicago. This is the second day, the Big Ten Media Day. They split up the teams. The coaches today were Kirk Ferentz of Iowa, Tom Allen of Indiana, Mark D'Antonio of Michigan State, Lovie Smith of Illinois, Paul Christ of Wisconsin, Urban Meyer of Ohio State, and then DJ Durkin of Maryland finishing up. And then they'll have their big kickoff luncheon coming up later this morning at 11:30, so a lot's happening there. And, of course, the other coaches appeared yesterday, so it's been a busy couple of days here in Chicago at the 47th annual kickoff luncheon in Chicago at the Marriott. Of course, the three Illini players that are being represented here, representing Illinois, Nick Allegretti from the offensive line, Mike Dudek, and Jamal Milan. They have been visiting with various media members this morning, and we'll have them on with Scott Beatty a little this afternoon from 4 to 6 in a special Sports Talk program coming up this afternoon. Hey, one of our new sponsors on Penny for Your Thoughts, and we appreciate their bringing their business our way, is MX Electric, Max Painter and Nikita. And when you call, if you have an electrical problem, feel free to call Max. And really, it's Nikita who answers the phone, but they take care of residential and commercial electrical needs. They have big projects, Taco Bell on Neal, Starbucks on Campus, Jimmy John's on Kirby, Subway on Philo. They've had remodels as well as new construction, inspection correction, free estimates, panel upgrades, TV installation, ceiling fans. You name it, if you've got an electrical issue, Max of MX Electric can help you with it. So just remember, when you have an issue, relax. Call Max. And then Nikita says, actually, you will talk to Nikita at the beginning, but they have over 15 years of experience. They've seen just about everything. A free estimate is always given before they start on any project. So they can do so many things for you in so many ways. So I know two of the things I don't mess with are water and electricity. And I don't try to fix anything with water, with plumbing, nothing with electricity either. And if you need some help in that area, Max Painter, MX Electric, one of our sponsors here on Penny for Your Thoughts. Glad to have them aboard with us, so give them a call. As they say, relax. Call Max. 356-9397 is how you can join us. It says, Brian, thanks for having Lovie Smith and P.J. Fleck on today. Any way you can talk to Urban Meyer. We'll see. He wanders through, the coaches do, on Radio Row, and sometimes they're available, sometimes they're scheduled pretty tightly, so we'll see if we get a chance to talk to him along the way as well. Ohio State, of course, always a favorite in the conference, it seems, every year. Wisconsin in the West, one of the favorites, of course, to win the West. Although when you look at the Western Division, a lot of the teams have gotten pretty competitive here with their new coaches. Scott Frost in Nebraska, one of those. He's brand new. He was one of the, I think he was the first coach to speak yesterday at Big Ten Media Day. Jim Delaney was speaking yesterday, of course, the commissioner of the Big Ten Conference, and he talks about the divisions in the Big Ten and the relative strength of East versus West.
We've had two experiences with divisions. The first one was based on competitive balance over the last 20 years, and to be honest with you, it wasn't received that well. I think the identification by fans, their desire to play geographic rivals, and to really fully sort of reinforce the historical rivalries at the end of the day was more important than trying to achieve in any particular time frame. Competitive equality. I'm not sure that we have a long enough window to really arrive at that conclusion. I think most of us, all conferences except for the Big Ten, have really stayed with their geographic groupings, and I think there's probably a reason for that. I think it probably has to do with the fan base's natural inclination to see, even though conferences are larger, more geographic rivalries. So I think the data is self-evident for now, but I think that you're going to see greater and greater competitiveness. I know in the SEC, you saw a decade of Eastern dominance, and probably the last 15 years or so, the West has been more dominant. So I think you're going to see more and more competition between the two divisions, which are similar. But I think your facts are the facts for now, and I don't expect that there'll be any change.
And one of the reasons people do feel that there could be some momentum for Illinois football this year is that they do not play Michigan State, no Ohio State, no Michigan. They do play Maryland out of the Eastern Division, Rutgers, and Penn State. Penn State, of course, the Friday night football game. So the schedule there, smiling a little bit, the schedule may be this year in year three of Lovie Smith. Now, as far as the Big Ten Conference itself being competitive at the national level, had a great bowl record last year. No team in the championship level, the Final Four, if you will, of college football. But here's the commissioner yesterday on all of that.
At a time when college football stadium attendance is generally in decline, the Big Ten Conference was the only A5 conference to increase in stadium attendance. In non-conference play, while playing the fewest FCS teams, the most A5 opponents, the Big Ten won 77% of its games against FBS opponents, the highest success rate in A5 or the FBS. The conference also recorded a 7-1 bowl record against A5 opponents, including victories in the Orange, Cotton, and Fiesta Bowls, all in the same season, a first in college football history. In the first year of our new TV agreements, working with three media partners, Fox, ESPN, and BTN, we recorded the following performances. Four, the top six most viewed regular season games on ABC involved Big Ten teams. Eight of the top 12 most viewed games on Fox involved a Big Ten team. Five of the top six most viewed games on FS1 involved a Big Ten team. And five of the top 10, nine of the top 20 most viewed games across all networks involved a Big Ten team. Our competitiveness, our rigorous scheduling approach, our collaborative network partners, and their skillful production and announce teams all contributed to these remarkable results. And in 2017, the final CFP rankings spoke to the success of Big Ten football. The Big Ten had five teams in the top 21. Ohio State 5, Wisconsin 6, Penn State 9, Michigan State 16, Northwestern 21. After a 7-1 bowl season, these rankings were confirmed.
That's Commissioner Jim Delaney speaking at the podium yesterday and talking about the success of the Big Ten in the postseason, the attendance, and everything else connected with the conference. We're on Radio Row here at Big Ten Media Days in Chicago. Brian Barnhart, Matt Millen joins us here. We just find all kinds of people wandering through.
Just floating all over the place.
Good to see you.
Yeah, good to be seen. How have you been?
Good, good. You, and always enjoy talking with you during the course of the year.
Yeah.
You have several handful of games you're doing this year again?
I'll BTN. Do a full schedule. Yeah. Depending how my health is, we'll see how it goes. Yeah. So I have a couple things coming up I have to kind of be careful with. So.
Okay. Well, you played the game at a high level, broadcast for many years, and then got into the GM role and then back to broadcasting. Right. You enjoying the broadcasting again? I mean, I know you did the first time around.
Keeps you busy.
Yeah.
It's fun. And, you know, it's not – you're not in it 100% like with coaching you'd be or and you're not playing. But it's the next best thing. Keeps you close.
That's the people that have been in coaching. That's the biggest thing or played. That's the biggest thing they take away from it is, hey, when the game's over, I just go home. You know, I don't have to think about it.
Yeah, but you can't help yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, it was funny. When I first got into this thing 20-some years ago, I'd spent a lot of time with Coach Madden. And that was one of the things I'd say to him. I'd say, John, when you're done with the game, I got all this stuff. I'm still excited. I'd call him, and we'd kind of debrief after every game. Sometimes it would be on the bus, or sometimes he'd be in a hotel someplace, or I'd be flying back, and we'd just talk about the games, the players, and, you know, are they what we thought they were? Is the scheme working against this? I thought they'd be able to run at this. Because you have all this stuff inside you, you want to just get it out. So, yeah, that was one of the things I kind of was a little surprised at.
Ryan Barnhart here. We're visiting with Matt Millen. We're in Chicago, the Big Ten Conference. We just heard Jim Delaney talk about the postseason record last year. Did not have a team in the championship round. But the strength of the conference this year coming in, what do you think?
Okay, so I think right now that the Big Ten, first of all, I think this is the best set of coaches the Big Ten has ever had, ever. I think if you look up and down, there are the coaching staffs and the head coaches are as good as there is in any conference anywhere, and probably have been for a long, long time. There's some good head coaches out there, and so some places have it a little bit easier than others, and especially when that happens, like a guy like Lovie. So a guy like Lovie now is recruiting against probably the best set of coaches that the Big Ten's ever had. So his area is, you know, kind of been monopolized by a few schools. And then recruiting has gotten way more national than it's ever been before. So it used to be more regional. And now, heck, it's nothing for Oregon to go down to Florida and get a receiver or – come back east. I mean, Oregon's recruiting people in Pennsylvania. I'm like, who? What the heck are you doing here? That's the way the whole thing's going. So you have to really work at getting players because the players, you know, it's kind of shortened up a little bit. They kind of look at things. If you're any good, it's 3 years and you're out. And so that whole landscape's changed. But I think on the coaching side, I think it might be the best – the Big Ten's ever had. And as far as not getting somebody into the playoffs, that wasn't because there weren't teams good enough to be in the playoffs. It's because it was decided that they shouldn't have one in the playoffs. So,
do you know Lovie Smith pretty well?
Yeah, I've known Lovie for a long time.
Yeah.
I'm a big Lovie fan. Mm-hmm. I think he's an awesome person. I think he'll do the right thing. I think he'll give you everything he's got. I think he's understands exactly what he got himself into. It's probably a little bit bigger than he thought it was, but he'll find a way.
Yeah, were you surprised at the time when Josh Whitman approached Lovie Smith? He went through kind of Ron Turner and then got to get Lovie Smith to come, just as a guy who's been involved in the game a long time. And, of course, Lovie's coached at the Super Bowl, the pinnacle of the sport. Did that surprise you when he made that move or not?
No, because Lovie's still a football guy. And this is good football. And the other thing about Lovie is he can impact people. And I like those guys. Those are the kind of guys, to me, that make a difference. And I think he could be a difference maker. Now, all those things are good. All people want to see is wins. So you want to see more wins at Illinois than we've had. And I get that 100%. And you keep saying, you know, you get tired of hearing, just give him a little more time. But, you know, it's competitive out there. He gets it. He understands. He's a big boy. He's been around a long time. He just got to get things in the right way. And a lot of things, a lot of times, and I don't know if this is the case. It may not sound right. But sometimes you can get your players to almost where you want them to be, but you don't have your coaches where you want them to be yet. Mm-hmm. And so I always tell head coaches, young guys, when they become head coaches, it takes you about 3 or 4 years to get your staff right. And so you got to pick the right ones because, you know, every now and then they'll kind of go off the farm on you. So yep. You got to keep them right.
Matt Millen is with us for a few more minutes. And, of course, Coach Smith has the time. He's been given the time to do it because a lot of, you know, the way you know how it is in today's world, it's, you know, I want to see some stuff pretty fast here. Right. And it's not always possible, you know. But the fans want it.
Oh, absolutely. You want to win. Absolutely you want to win. And it'll happen. It's just, you know, and then it depends on what's your level of winning? So, you know, so you come by, you might, you'll have a 7 or 8 win season or whatever it is, and then that becomes your standard, and you want 12. And then that becomes your standard, and then you're, you know, now you want to be in the championship game every year, and then now you want to be in the national championship game every year, and that's just what happens. And it, and I guess that's the way it should be.
College football, where you think we are? Is the game healthy? Are we in a good place?
Oh, I think we're real healthy. Mm-hmm. I think there's been a lot of good changes. I think there have been some good rule changes. I think the financial side is still developing. And we're coming – there's going to be a change here coming up. So I think right now they're being flooded with more money than they've ever thought they could see. And I think the television world is changing, and how we view games is changing. And I think it's kind of a little fuzzy out there which way it's going to go. But suffice it to say that the dollars are there to be made, and they're big dollars, and it changes the whole landscape. You know, I get into all these locker rooms all over the place, and college campuses. I mean, it's amazing what they have in terms of facilities and what's available to students now. And, heck, I remember they wouldn't even let us get a job. I needed a job. I was like, give me a job. I got to do something. You can't get a job. You're on scholarship. What are you, $5,000 scholarship? Who cares? Mm-hmm. I got to do something here. Mm-hmm. I'd like to buy a hamburger or something.
Well, and speaking of money, the Big Ten Network, of course, has been around a decade now.
Right.
Just the moneymaker that has been at the time. People kind of chuckled a little bit at Jim Delaney and crew going, are you sure about this? And, boy, were they ever right.
Oh, yeah, they were dead on. Yep. And they exceeded the expectations, I believe. And so and the Big Ten, the teams are benefiting from it. And that was the reason for doing it. So, So I think all that stuff just spells for a pretty healthy environment right now, and I think it shows on the field.
And we had a question earlier from one of our listeners about, and not that you're involved in this, but the Big Ten and some of the non-Big Ten markets, I guess, there's been some changes there, right?
Yeah, there are. And there's some – so I think that's all needs to be defined or redefined, and it'll take care of itself one way or the other.
So real quick, thoughts on the conference itself, the divisions, who's going to win the divisions? Is it Wisconsin? Is it Ohio State? Is there anybody else?
Well, I think the strength of these teams really lies within their head coaches and their abilities to take advantage of what the guys that they have on the field. And so I think start looking at Paul Chryst. What Paul does is not going to change. What Urban does is not going to change. Same thing with D'Antonio. Same thing with Jim Harbaugh. Mm-hmm. Same thing with – I mean, all of them. They're all going to do what they've recruited to do. So I think in terms of – you know, who's going to carry the flag? You know, Ohio State, you have to look at them again just because when I would go to practices, sometimes I'd be at his practices and I would say, who the heck is – who's that guy over there? And he'd go, oh, well, we recruited him. He's just a freshman.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Urban, that guy's better than the guy you have starting. Who is it? What's his name? It would be – it was unbelievable. So he's kind of got a stacked deck up there. Mm-hmm. So I would think he'll be – you know, he'll be at the top. I think James Franklin's done a good job. He's been filling the cupboards pretty well. They have a lot more question marks. Michigan, and we'll see what happens with Patterson. And he has some holes to fill also. I think the dark horse will be D'Antonio. And then there's going to be teams that you – like, for example, now, Illinois has some experience. He's played young players. This will be a year for them to take a step. Now, what that translates into in terms of wins and losses, I don't know. Is it going to be a team that breaks your heart? Because you have to learn how to win, and you have to learn how to win close games. And that hasn't happened yet. Maybe it does. Maybe it's one of those ones you go, oh, we got Illinois. It's going to be a tough game. And you get, you know, that type of team. Or you know, maybe, it, who knows, it could fall apart or it could take off. Mm-hmm. So I'm really anxious to see how that whole thing plays out.
Matt, great to see you.
Yep.
We'll see you on the road. Thank you very much.
Take care.
Matt
Millen. How's it going?
With us. We'll take a quick break. We're going to come back. Gene Honda is next. And then we'll maybe skip through the news here, Blake and Michael. We've got Gene standing by. Let's take a break. We'll come back, talk to Gene Honda after this.
Hello, I'm Dan Holder from Holder Wealth Management.
All right, everybody knows Mike Namoff for 30 years. Big Mike's been a major presence in East Central Illinois and beyond. And with his store, This Is It Furniture, many charitable projects. He's been involved with the Champagne Dream Team, operates mega events. He's been a big part of Challenger League through Kiwanis. Was with us for the All-Star Game a week ago at Eichelberger Field, so we appreciate Big Mike. But his stores, This Is It Furniture, and now with Snooze Luxury Mattress Shop, you'll find, of course, the reveal machine that'll show what kind of mattress you need, whether it's hard, soft, what kind of pillow you need. They've got the carbon cool pillows, lifestyle adjustable bed frames. You won't find a store like this anywhere in Champaign-Urbana or in East Central Illinois, or I would say even in the Midwest. Snooze Luxury Mattress Shops, pillows, linens, mattresses. I mean, they've got it all, and they can take care of you. Even have the travel pillows. Could have used one of those maybe on this trip to Chicago. So Country Fair Shopping Center, Springfield and Madison, Champaign, Big Mike Namoff, This Is It Furniture, and Snooze Luxury Mattress Shop. We've been visiting with several folks along the way today, and a gentleman here with us is Gene Honda. Everybody knows Gene as the public address for football, for Illinois football, and you're up here in Chicago. You're the MC, one of the MCs for the banquet today, right?
I get to work with Dave Revson.
Is that right?
Who's wonderful. He's just a delight to work. And Lisa Byington from Big Ten Network, so it's their turn to be able to come and host. I thought I was just here. I thought you were going to help me with some of the pronunciations for the Illinois players. Is it Milan or Milan?
Milan is what I'm told.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then I'll go
what
with
I'm
that.
Going with.
Well, so. I'm telling them Brian Barnhart told me, so.
Well, we're 50-50 shot. No, but I think that's right.
Well, I never got to run into Kent Brown last night, so I'll go with the next best source.
Yes. But so that luncheon, I've been to that. They've had 1,500 people, I think, at that event. Is it still that big?
It's still that big. The room upstairs is huge once again, and there's going to be a lot of Big Ten fans upstairs cheering for their schools. So at least I hope we have a good Illinois showing up there.
Well, they have all the coaches. They ran them through the podium the last 2 days. They all come up and speak, right?
Yeah,
and,
but it's different this year, as you know. Unlike previous years, they've split up into 2 days. So part of our duty with the luncheon today is to kind of keep things moving because you've got more sessions coming up after the luncheon. Mm-hmm. You don't just get to run home after lunch, do you?
That's right. We stick around for the rest of the day.
You've got more work to do.
That's right.
Which means you have another show later on to be able to cover too, right?
Well, we had Dana Howard on earlier, and I guess they've got some Hall of Fame members.
Yeah, he and Aaron Taylor will be there, the two recent inductees from the Big Ten who will be upstairs, and Dave will be able to talk with them for a little bit. For people who haven't been to the luncheon, it's funny to see some of the coaches let their hair down and actually talk for a little bit. Mm-hmm. They can do that a lot easier before the season starts. And all the fans upstairs will have a chance to be able to hear from every Big Ten coach, a couple of players, and possibly even win prizes. I get to be the good guy this year. I get to give things away.
Yeah.
Which means people either really like me because they've won, or you'd be surprised how many people yell at me for not pulling their ticket. like I pulled this that way. You know, come on. I run a fair show here.
Gene Honda is with us for a few minutes. He's got to get ready to go to the kickoff luncheon coming up in a few minutes here at the Marriott in Champaign. We're at Big Ten Media Day. We've had several guests already. Pleased to have Gene with us for a few minutes.
By the way, we're at the Marriott in Chicago, not in Champaign.
Oh, did I say Champaign?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so used to being in Champaign.
You're homesick already.
Chicago, I know.
It's only been a day.
It is Chicago.
Wow.
So your thoughts, what you've heard about people talking about Lovie Smith now, year three.
You know, some of the same things I heard from Matt here a few moments ago. And, you know, there's always going to be schools in this conference that you've got to beat. I think every conference in this country has that. The question is, can you compete against the others? And then when you get the chance to compete against them, how's it going to come out? I agree with him. Hopefully the experience of the last 2 years is going to come into our favor. And I think it will. I'm excited about seeing them play here in Chicago at Soldier Field. I think that's going to be exciting. I hope we get more Illinois fans to come to that.
Are you doing the PA for that game too? Or?
It's a home game, so yeah. I think I'm working. Is he trying to get me out of
no,
work?
No, no, I just asked.
Wow.
I assume you were, but I didn't know if Soldier Field had special, you know, arrangements.
You know, it's not like Madison Square Garden for the Big Ten basketball tournament where unless you're part of their union, you can't work there. Soldier Field's a little more open, and I think I know a few people over there, so I think I'll be all right.
Yeah. You're still busy with the White Sox?
Yes, sir.
And
yes, sir.
Let's talk about rebuilding and playing young players. That's kind of where they're at. Right
yeah, I
now,
hope
right?
no one gets the connection that I'm the connection to all the rebuilds going on right now. I think they may blame me next. I don't like I have something to do with it. Actually, it's funny. I just got picked up. I just finished doing football of a different sort. The NFL, in trying to promote themselves and help get interest in football, went into an American Flag Football League for the summer. And I got to do their playoffs and championship game. I was in Pittsburgh, Atlanta, and Houston. And in Houston, it was two teams, one composed of mainly amateurs. Now, we say amateurs, but there's a lot of D1 players who say didn't make the NFL who were playing. But there were some professionals as well, Michael Vick, Chad Ochocinco, even Jimmy Clausen, Nate Robinson, and Carlos Boozer from the NBA. And in Houston, there was a playoff, one game, one team wins $1 million.
Wow.
So it was kind of fun.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Man.
Put that kind of stake on it, and things get elevated.
That's right. That's right. Gene Haney with us for a couple of minutes. Now, you just did the Final Four again, the basketball, PA.
Yep, back in April.
And still
haven't heard, anything about that. Was 16.
16 years for that?
Oh, that hurts.
They keep inviting you back, so that's good.
I hope so. They haven't yet, so please, please don't jinx that, Brian. Don't do that.
We'll see you for Illinois basketball in Maui, too, right? You do the Maui Invitational.
Yeah, you want the good news or the bad news?
What's that?
The bad news is I'm missing the Illinois-Iowa game in Champaign.
Okay.
The good news is because you and I will be at – well, you won't be in Maui just yet. You're coming after that,
right.
I'll bet,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be there.
That's quite a field in Maui. I know Illinois, I think, is going to play Gonzaga. They announced the
Did they finally announce the pairings?
Yeah,
oh, dear. Well,
you know.
Didn't they play Gonzaga for the championship when they won in Maui the last time they were there?
I'm trying to remember.
I think it was.
Yeah,
but,
I had to look it up.
You know, it changes so much from year to year, but that field for this year, my goodness, Duke, Iowa State,
yeah.
Gonzaga, Illinois. I'm not sure how much fun I get to have this trip, Brian. I mean, you better bring Ed Bond and have him bring some spending money because I need to have some fun.
Well, Gene, it's great to have you. I know you got to run upstairs.
Thank
and,
you.
What floor is the luncheon on?
Seventh floor.
Yep. We're on the fifth.
Are you sure you're on the fifth
floor? I'm on the fifth floor, I think. Yeah, I'm in Chicago,
okay.
too. I know that.
We texted back and forth. What floor are you on?
But it's great to see you. And Gene, of course, has the voice that intros our show every day. So we appreciate you doing that, too.
It's a ton of fun. Say hi to Mike Hale for me. And
we pay you highly for that privilege. So you got your check recently?
No, I'm still waiting for that dinner from Mike, too, now that I think of it. Thanks for bringing that up, Brian.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Something else to
You're
check
You're better
with.
Than my agent.
That's right. Hey, Gene, great to have you on.
Nice to be here.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Enjoy it.
See you.
Appreciate it. Gene Haney, the, of course, PA voice for Illini football. And the Maui Invitational will be out there, the Final Four, hopefully, again next year. He's been on it for many times, so you're for hire?
I'm for hire.
That's right, year-to-year thing.
Yes.
All right, we'll take a break. Back on Penny for Your Thoughts here from Chicago.
Join us for the next Bohannon Show as we will be talking about reasons why Detroit should keep making sedans. They're thinking about stopping, you know. Tonight at 9 on DWS.
All right, we're on Penny for Your Thoughts here at Big Ten Media Day in Chicago. We're on Radio Row, which is starting to come alive with more and more broadcasters here. They got a whole room circled with tables from all over the Big Ten, and we're pleased to be here as well covering in Chicago Big Ten Media Day. We've heard from lots of folks today. We heard some tape from Jim Delaney earlier. We heard from Lovey Smith live here at our location in Chicago. We've also had Gene Haney on, Dana Howard. We had Matt Millen on for a few minutes. We're here on Media Row. Glad you're with us wherever you might be listening. We'll have more coverage tonight from 4 to 6. Scott Beatty with a special edition of Sports Talk tonight from 4 to 6 here in Chicago. And Greg Sharp joins us, the voice of the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Your mic on? Is it working? Say hi here. Let's see. Let's turn you up. Are you on? Okay, try that. Hang on. How about that? I don't have my engineers
test,
not here.
Test,
there we go.
There we are.
You know, I don't engineer that. They don't let me touch it.
That's probably smart.
and we know. Just saw why.
You rattle off who you've had on the show, and now here I come. I'll bring it down. I'll bring it down a
little
bit.
No, that's fine. Good to have you here.
How you been?
Doing all right?
Things are really good. Things are – there is a good feel in Lincoln around the Cornhusker football program, and just dramatically different than – kind of what the last couple of years were like, where you just had a feeling it wasn't headed in the right direction, and now you have the opposite feeling with Scott Frost.
Well, he came in, of course, kind of a unique situation because he was hired. Then he went back to work at Central Florida.
Right.
And won all those games, won every game, right? He was perfect. And then he brought, most of his staff with him back to Lincoln.
The entire group came back with him. And I think that's a really big thing, that they all know each other. They know they have a formula that worked so well there, and they're implementing that in Lincoln. And he's made really changes throughout the department. I mean, he hired a strength coach who was not with him at UCF, but that he has worked with in the past. He just hired a nutritionist that was at Nebraska for a long time that is now coming back in, and he's really doing a top to bottom refurbishing of this program, and it needed it, Brian. It really did. It was really not going in the right direction, and Nebraska was losing on the field for a lot of reasons, and he's trying to correct those one by one.
Well, it seemed like for years and years, Nebraska just always either was winning the Big 8 or Big 12.
Right.
And it's been a while now. How many years has it been since they won
a conference
title?
1999 was the last conference title, so did not win one in their last 10, 11 years in the Big 12 conference, and then have not won one since they joined the Big 10. Made the Big 10 championship game in their second year in the league. Remember the days of the Legends and Leaders. It was still part of the Legends and Leaders before we added Maryland.
Which one were you in? Do you remember?
We were in the Leaders. Don't quote me on that. Yeah. And remember how goofy it was, how they divided it up. It was just not. It didn't make much sense geographically how they shuffled the board. I, to this day, can't tell you who's in the Atlantic division of the ACC. I don't know those very well. I can't tell you who's in which division of the ACC because it's all jumbled up.
Yeah, the East and West, you could figure it out better.
Absolutely.
And even the SEC, I can kind of figure it out.
Yes.
But Greg Sharp is the voice of the Nebraska Cornhuskers with us here on Penny for Your Thoughts. Scott Frost, what does he do extremely well? I mean, why has he been successful where he's been, either offensive coordinator or head coach?
I think he's found a system that really works well. I mean, it is an up-tempo, snap the football, let's go, go, go. Our spring game back in April, I'm not sure there was the play clock got below 25 before we snapped the football, and he said that's not fast enough. We want to go even faster than that. He wants speed. He wants kids out there that can make plays. It is going to be, he says, we even want our meetings to go fast. So it is. That is the way he has got this thing going. I think it'll be a fun system for kids to play in. I think that'll be attractive to recruiting. And so, to me, it's all kind of fitting into place. It's going to take a little while. You don't go from 4-8 to the top of the mountain overnight. It's going to take a little bit of time.
Illinois-Nebraska will play in Lincoln. We go out there again this year, but not at the start of the Big Ten season.
Later.
It'll be in November.
Yeah. You may have to bring a jacket this time when you're there because you guys have been there mostly in late September, early October, which is pretty nice. So hopefully we can still supply a little decent weather.
Yeah. Where do they stack up in the West, do you think, where most people think?
I think the poll that came out in the Cleveland paper the other day had them fourth. I think that's probably about right. Nebraska has a very challenging road schedule. The five road games are Michigan, Wisconsin, Northwestern, Ohio State, and Iowa. So all teams that had very good seasons a year ago. It's going to be hard to win any road games. So they're going to have to make hay and hold serve at home if they want to get into postseason play this year.
And as Lincoln's back towards Champaign, what do they see with Lovie Smith as they watch Illinois' program?
You know, I saw what was going on last year, just going with the youth movement, letting those kids earn their stripes a little bit, and I certainly get that and see how some of those I told you earlier that I really like Roundtree on that defensive line. I think he's going to be an excellent college football player. I see that. I think Illinois, like a lot of places, including Nebraska, not quite sure what's going to happen at the quarterback spot. And so the month of August will be big to kind of figure out who's going to be the guy that takes those snaps under center. And so I think that's kind of the look at Illinois, is that it's a team that's still growing up under Lovie. But also year three, as we all know, for a coaching staff, year three is one you need to start showing some progress with your team.
Well, I know Nebraska fans, every time we've been out there, the fans have been great. and they're used to winning, and we'll see what happens now.
They're certainly excited. They're re-energized with Scott Frost, and there is a buzz certainly around Lincoln in the state right now.
Hey, Greg, great to see you.
You too, buddy.
Thank you, sir. Greg Sharp.
Sorry to bring the show down a level.
Oh, no, this was great. You raised it another level.
We'll see you in November.
All right, see you soon. Greg Sharp, voice of the Nebraska Cornhuskers, talking about Scott Frost, one of the Illini rivals in the Big Ten West. We'll take another break, and we're looking near the finish line here. We'll come back with more on Penny for Your Thoughts, Radio Row, here in Chicago, Big Ten Media Day. Back at Big Ten Media Day, Brian Barnhart here on Penny for Your Thoughts. Tomorrow morning, we will visit with Julie Paletti for a little bit. Julie has been the longtime men's basketball office manager, secretary, manager of that particular office, which is a busy place, of course, every day. And she's worked with three different coaches, Bruce Weber and John Gross, and now Brad Underwood. And so she has been seen a lot over the years, and will be our guest tomorrow morning on Penny for Your Thoughts. We've had several guests already this morning. We appreciate all of them stopping by. And let's see here. Let me mention Woods Basement Systems. If you need some work done on your basement, make sure you check that out. Woods Basement Systems, you know, the wall space cracks, the basement cracks, everything that goes on there that you need to take care of can certainly be taken care of by our friends at Woods Basement Systems. Two things happen when those happen. They get worse if you ignore them, and they keep stealing value from your home until the cause is fixed. And over the years, Woods has acquired several awards for their basement finishing projects and for their crawl space encapsulation, but they're proudest of their Better Business Torch Awards. So they've been around since 1986. They've helped over 55,000 homeowners, and they, of course, are happy to help you out and eliminate any of the mold and water issues that you may face in the future. So woodsbasementsystems.com, 888-935-4333. We'll take a quick break and come back and have another quick guest for you, and then wrap it up after this. All right, a few minutes to go here before the top of the hour. Again, Scott Beatty will join you from 4 to 6, special edition of Sports Talk tonight from Chicago. We'll have some Illini player interviews along the way as well. We've heard from Lovie Smith, Matt Millen, Dana Howard, Gene Honda, and a host of others. And we had a texter that wanted us to get Urban Meyer, and it's who we said, hey, forget Urban Meyer, we want Paul Keels.
Well,
who is sitting over here doing
the
radio.
As you can imagine, getting Urban Meyer today was a little bit of a challenge even for the flagship station of the Ohio State Radio Network.
Yes. How is Urban doing?
Well, as you can imagine, it's been a tough few days here with the news coming out last night that he had to dismiss Zach Smith, his wide receivers coach, who, by the way, is Earl Bruce's grandson.
Is that right?
Yes. Zach was an intern for Urban down at Florida, and Urban has talked glowingly, and, of course, Coach Bruce passed away this summer. Second to his father, Earl Bruce was maybe the most dominant male figure in Urban's life. But all of the things that came out in the last 40, actually really the last 4 days, I think it is, about Zach Smith and prompted the change that he was being terminated last night. So because of the family tie with Earl Bruce and Urban and Shelley, his wife, but also the fact that the receiver group is one they're really excited about this year at Ohio State with all of the returning receivers, Paris Campbell, K.J. Hill, Terry McLaurin, Demario McCall, who will work at the H-back spot. So it was tough, and, you know, Urban is, as you know, Brian, he's not somebody that is great about a whole lot of interviews. It's not his favorite thing to do, but, you know, he has really stepped up today and answered what he is willing to answer about this situation.
Yeah, Buckeyes, again, a favorite this year. Should they be? I mean, are they?
I think so. Yeah. But it's not without there being some questions, starting with the quarterback situation. It's a little different because Dwayne Haskins, who got a lot of time in mop-up duty last year, but then was thrust in the second half of the Michigan game when JT Barrett got hurt and really performed at a crucial time very, very well. It prompted the whole, you know, the real unusual situation with Joe Burrow, who is a graduate transfer who could leave and have 2 years of eligibility and play right away. And, you know, Dwayne and Joe did not separate themselves in spring football, but they had to make a decision, in fairness to Joe Burrow, so he could make that move. What it's done now, they have no backup that's played in a game. There's some questions on the offensive line. They're set at tailback and receiver. they lose some of the outstanding talent they had on the defensive line, but have a good group of guys that look like they're going to continue to move in. They will probably start the season without their projected starting middle linebacker, Tough Borland, an Illinois guy, had an Achilles injury in the spring. And there'll be a three-man rotation at corner. So, there's some questions, but there's a lot of reason to be very, very optimistic.
About a minute and a half here to go in the show today. We're visiting with Paul Keels, voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes. Jim Delaney talked a lot about the balance between the divisions. Of course, we had the legends and leaders, and nobody remembered which league they were in, division they were in. But it is. I mean, in that Eastern Division, that's pretty cutthroat between you guys, Penn State, Michigan. I mean, it's
It's tough, and for Ohio State, they've got to play two of those on the road. They play at Penn State late September, at Michigan State in November. They get Michigan at home, but, yeah, the East is kind of stocked. I think people are waiting for the West to have more than just Wisconsin, and there's always the promise of some that could, but, it's been a little East-loaded right now.
Yeah, we don't even see you this year.
I know. Have you figured out how this rotation of the cross-division works?
No.
Okay, then I don't feel bad.
We play at Maryland for the first time. We finally got there.
Somebody told me this is the 10th year of Minnesota's new stadium. Indiana will go there for the first time this year.
For the first time. Yeah.
Crazy.
That's wild, isn't it?
Yeah, crazy.
So you're keeping busy at your table?
Yeah. Yeah.
What are those spinning helmets you have?
Hover helmet, which is a client of our station. So, yeah. we had some of the Nebraska guys thought we were practicing witchcraft yesterday with the way they were spinning around.
Well, it looks pretty cool. Well, thanks for coming on.
My pleasure. Always good to see you guys.
We'll see you in basketball.
See you in basketball. That could be fun.
All right. Say hi to Urban for us.
Sure. Yeah, I will do that, Brian. You tell Lovey hello for me, too.
We'll do that.
All right.
All right. That's Paul Keels, voice of the Buckeyes, wrapping up our show today here from Chicago Big Ten Media Day. And, again, Scott Beatty will have his show coming up from 4 to 6. We'll have some more player interviews and more commentary here as we continue to cover the show. All the activities here. They've got the big kickoff luncheon. Of course, we heard from Gene Honda. He's going to be helping MC that with Dave Revson. That comes up at 11:30 this morning, so lots of folks attend that. You have all the mascots and the cheerleaders and the Hall of Famers and the players and the coaches, and it's quite an extravaganza going on at 11:30 here, just a couple of floors up from where we are on the fifth floor in the Marriott here in Chicago. Thanks to all of our guests, to Matt Millen, to Lovey Smith. I forget them all. We've had Greg Sharp, Paul Keels. We had Dana Howard on earlier. We had, I mentioned Matt Millen. We've had several folks on today, and there will be more coming up with Scott this afternoon. Thanks to Ed Bond, our producer on site, for being with us today. Thanks to Scott Beatty for his help as well, gathering a lot of things for us along the way. And I'll be helping him. I'll return the favor later today on his show at 4. That's it. Talk to you tomorrow on Penny for Your Thoughts. Thanks for being with us. Been fun in Chicago on Penny for Your Thoughts. WDWS, Champaign-Urbana. It's 11 o'clock.